Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
It is Wednesday, March 13th, AEW Dynamite, Big Business. Tonight, we saw the much-anticipated debut of Mercedes Moné. Everyone expected it. It happened. I'm here with the blueprint himself, Mr. Matt Morgan. Matt, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for everybody that is joining and watching us right now. And I just want to put it out there and set the context for everybody, right? Context is king, as a certain somebody would say. And I'm doing this from my truck on purpose. For our fans back in the day that would see me do this, especially when I didn't like something that happened, okay? I'm doing this because I was very underwhelmed with how a megastar, international megastar, was debuted tonight on AEW.
and we'll get into it. So the show opened up, I mean, right off the bat. Show opened up, music hit. It was very much like what they did to CM Punk. Never announced CM Punk. Just the show opened up, his music hit. He came to the ring. Yeah. No one's there to interview him. Just, you know, no one was there to interview Punk. No one's there to interview Moné. She just takes the mic, soaks it in. She's got new music. Their big letter CEO is like karaoke, just CEO, CEO. And it got the fans going. I mean, the fans were chanting CEO, CEO over and over.
I would hope so. With timeout, I would hope so after the 300th time in the song in which they took a 1 minute break of just chanting CEO in the song, not the arena, the song, which is Pavlovian as it gets. But to be fair, it worked because everyone in that arena chanted it. So it worked.
And Mercedes, she came out. She looked like a megastar.
Big time. Megastar, yes.
And then she cut a very humble, very grateful promo. You know, mentioned Eddie Guerrero, mentioned, you know, giving up her dreams early on, dropping out of school to take care of her brother, making her dreams come true. If she can do it, anyone can do it. And just very, you know, a very baby face uplifting promo. And I think that's where you and I, we kind of agreed on it. Her personality always seems best when it's not that, where it's more the larger than life cocky heel.
Ish talker. She's one of the best. I don't give a crap, guy or girl. She's one of the best ish talkers in the business, period. And I was hoping we would get that tonight. And when she was leading us along on this super duper 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 babyface promo, I'm like, she's going to yank the carpet here somewhere. And I can't wait to watch that arena eat it, you know? And I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting. I'm like, what happened here? And so here's just really quick. My opinion is she's been gone for a couple years. They were very emotional years, you could see, because we all follow her on social media, right? And maybe she went to Tony and said, hey, look, or better yet, Tony went to her and said, hey, go out there and say whatever feels natural. Mm-hmm. That's the difference between AEW and WWE. Because when Punk came back to WWE, there was a certain structure he colored within the lines. And he had to color within those lines. And it added to his character. One of the best, if not, I'd say it right now, top 10 promo of all time, Punk. Mm-hmm. That they structured him. And for good reason. And it only make them stronger, Raj, in that promo. But real quick, this was a case of, I really feel it. AEW did a good job. I don't know what other fans were thinking with Okada, but for my opinion, I liked how they debuted Okada. I do think they hit that one on the head for what it's worth. I do. But for this one, who is a megastar, a layup? Okay, yes, bring her in. Let her cut that babyface promo. And then, come on, clink the carpet. And let her be the boss that we all love.
You think this was just a case of the fans weren't going to boo her no matter what, so just keep her as a babyface at the start, and then eventually we can turn her heel? Because even if she did yank the carpet, you got to think the fans were going to cheer.
Yes, more than what they were doing. Because the fans, if you go back and watch it again, the fans return just to see her again because she's a megastar. There's no doubting that. But I do think after a while, listen to the crowd again and listen to when they were cheering and pumping for certain things. It was all like, we haven't seen you in 2 years.
Yeah.
Versus, where's our girl? Mm-hmm. Where's our, you know, boss that clowns everybody, makes fun of everybody, talks ish about everybody, and then whips their ass after? Like, that's the girl we all want to see. And that's the draw. But I got to be honest, maybe we're wrong, or maybe I'm wrong. And maybe this is shut up, Matt. Wait to see how it plays out.
Yeah, I almost thought in the main event after Willow Nightingale beat Riho at the end, Nightingale checked on Riho, and then Julia Hart and Sky Blue came and attacked her. Mm-hmm. Mercedes Moné made the save, and Mercedes and Willow were standing there. I almost thought Mercedes was going to take Willow out, but instead they just celebrated to end the show.
Because that's my favorite part of her character. If she had done that, I would have went crazy. But but again, maybe it's shut up, Matt. Wait to see how it plays out. Honestly, I hope. I'm praying. I'm giving Tony a mulligan and waiting to see, because you're running a multi-million-dollar or even billion-dollar company at this point. You have to be in charge. You have to tell. I don't care who the talent is. That this is what we're paying you to do. This is how you're going to make us a boatload of money for what we're paying you. Here's where we need to put this. Where Paul Heyman was a genius, by the way. Jim Cornette as well. Playing to people's strengths and hiding their weaknesses. And this is where Tony, I don't know if knows the difference between versus, this is a great love story. She's coming back after 2 years. Let's just give her the mic and have her just love the fans just to be fantastic. It's in her hometown and I'm going to be the one that gave it to her. No! You're there to make money, Tony. Make money.
Yeah, and with that closing angle, I'm hoping that this is a TV match, because it looked like it was Mercedes and Willow Nightingale. It looked like they're setting up against Julia Hart and Sky Blue.
Time out. I'm not going to let you continue. Do you think, really quick, Raj, that's the best use of a mega star? Mega star.
Not at all. And, I get when they brought in CM Punk wanting to have him have his first match with Darby, but I also thought it was a mistake. I feel like when you bring a megastar, you want them right at the top, get them hot. And when WWE brought in Punk, put him basically right in there with Rollins, right in that mix and get him hot and get those numbers right away, because it cooled off pretty quickly after that. And, the Punk buzz was there for a while. The numbers and everything were up, but they never fully took advantage and it faded away.
And you were calling it at the time. And I'm such a CM Punk mark. I was blind to it because I was so happy to see him back. I would take him in any iteration versus any jobber, any jabron. I didn't care. I got my guy back. But in retrospect, when I go back and watch the matches he had, yes, he wanted to put over younger talent. God bless him for it. But like, he was doing with talents that, no offense, are not at that level yet. We could have got dream matches there. We didn't. We were getting rando six-mans and et cetera. But I hope they don't do that with her. And I hope Tony learns his lesson from, what happened with Punk. Not how he left, but like how they debuted him. And after the debut, what did they do after that? Because even Punk's debut, if you remember, people were like, where's the real CM Punk? What is this fanfare crap? That ain't who we're cheering. We're cheering the Ishtalker. Right. Where's that guy? Remember?
Yeah. Yep. But Punk was a little different. As you pointed out, that was his first wrestling appearance in, 10 years or something like that at that point. Which was, there was no way he could have really talked smack.
Can I say one thing? You're right, but can I say one thing real quick? One thing, I'm not going to lie, and I'm a wuss for it, or maybe, I don't care what fans think. I did get a little teary-eyed seeing her reaction to the fans cheering for her tonight, mm-hmm. because she went through, I don't care what anybody says, hell and back for how she was treated by WWE on her exit. And just as a number, essentially, which is ridiculous when you think about it, because that she's money. And mm-hmm. I'm not trying to make a pun. She really is. And how they did her wasn't good. And to see her come back and see, you could see, not to sound like a cornball, but the twinkle in her eye, the wrestling fan, at the same time, the star. When she took her jacket off at the end, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, that is a mega star, capital M-E-G-A. And Tony, you have a mega star. Your job is to keep her up there, yeah. not stretch it thin by having her work talents that are nowhere near on her level. But Matt, we're going to help raise other girls' talents and da-da-da-da-da. Where is Dr. Britt Baker? Where is she? Can somebody please tell me?
That does seem like the natural go-to, right? Like, yeah, granted, I could see people saying, wait to get to that. But okay. as we're seeing, sometimes it's better to do that first.
Because we may not, yes. Because we may not see it, right, brother? We saw it with Punk. We missed a lot of dream matches with Punk in AEW.
Yeah. Punk versus Cody never happened. Punk versus Omega. Punk versus Danielson. I mean, it goes on and on.
I don't know if I can handle all that. Yeah. I'm such a punk mark, but yes.
And you could always go back to, but I'm going to give the benefit of the doubt, assuming that Britt is still injured and can't mm-hmm. do it. So assuming that's the case, what do you think they should do with Monet right now?
One more question. Do we know what Dr. Britt Baker's injury is or no?
Ah, gosh, I'm forgetting right now. Here, I'll look it up. But in the meantime, what do you think they should do with
okay. I think it needs, like, I think they need to learn from the mistakes of other talents. Or I'll take, how about this? Windfalls from other WWE talents that came in there, like John Moxley. When Moxley came in, he mm-hmm. did come in the right way, right away versus the heavyweight champion of the world, Chris Jericho, and started bombing on both him and Kenny Omega. He went right for the top, right? Mm-hmm. Right for the throat. That's how you bring somebody in. But Britt Baker, like all the girls' top talents are not top talents at the moment as far as TV storylines go. If you look at it, it mm-hmm. is the women we saw tonight that have gotten the most TV time most recently. Like, where's Chris Statlander? I'm sorry. She should be a women's main event talent by this point. She's mm-hmm. so damn good. Saraya. Saraya's got a ton of equity built up on TV over the years. There's just so many women in that division that I'm like, why are they not being featured, though? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and in the chat, if you guys have some ideas on who should be
yes.
first opponent, let us know. But we got Dynasty coming up. That's the next AEW pay-per-view.
I like that name, by the way. I think that's a good name.
It is a cool name. I'm surprised there hasn't been a wrestling pay-per-view.
Right? Me too. I thought the same exact thing the first time I heard it. I go, nobody copywrote that yet.
Yeah. Especially like that. That sounds like something WCW would have done back in the day.
It totally does.
Or TNA. But yeah, regardless, cool name. The show tonight, man, they loaded it up. They had Wardlow against Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe won clean. They had Okada's first match in AEW as an AEW contracted talent on Dynamite. He did wrestle for a second on Collision last week. So they loaded it up. Will Ospreay promo. So we'll see. I think they're going to do a really big first number and then, you know, a huge drop in that second hour because you can kind of see
shift
completely.
Let me ask you something. Will Ospreay. Mm-hmm. I know the stuff he does in the ring goes against a lot of what I was brought up in the business as to wanting to apply in the ring as far as storytelling goes. Crescendo your match, bring them on a ride, up and down, up and down. But I do think he is somebody that can break all the walls down in regards to, yes, he's athletic as hell, and then some. He can do everything you could possibly think athletically in that ring, but I do like his promos. I do. He says bruv way too much. He needs to cut that out. But other than that, I think he's charismatic as hell. He has a natural charisma to him. Like he says, he calls himself a cheeky bastard. Yeah. But I think he could be a humongous star.
Yeah, and he's different, which is
he is.
His promos are different.
They
he
are.
Just needs a good story, and I always felt like a lot of times with AEW, they'll just be like with Danielson, him and Danielson just shaking hands, being like, "Hey, yeah, let's wrestle." I'd like to have more of a story building to that. But you know, we'll get there. He just came in, so sure. There's time. AEW is on a big run right now as far as getting Okada, Ospreay, and now Mercedes Moné in
yes.
a short amount of short period of time. Let's see if they can build on that momentum. Last week's rating wasn't great, but tonight their gate, it looks like they did about 9,500 in attendance. A big walk up. So
where was it tonight in Boston? Do you know?
The TD Garden.
Ooh, that's a big one. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, which, you know, about ties what they did last time with Blood and Guts. So, you know, good house. It didn't sell out in advance, but they did good by the end. And, yeah, it just feels like, and I said this last week, too, it feels like AEW has some momentum, even though last week the rating was disappointing. It does feel like they have some momentum. They just got to capitalize it, keep it going, keep it going. They kind of pulled all the tricks out of their hat for now, so now it's what they do with them. And so, yeah, we'll see.
Honest opinion, though, Raj, as big of a star as Mercedes Moné is, how would you have brought her in?
I probably would have started the same way with her doing that. And if possible, I would have had Britt Baker come out and interrupt and saying, like, I'm tired of people coming in just trying to – think you could just take our spotlight, and then they go back and forth. Our good friend Majestic Marie saying there's a built-in story with Saraya. I'd have went that way, and you could have done that too. Saraya coming in.
Oh, I forgot about that built-in story. You're right, Majestic Marie. I forgot. You're right. Yep.
Yeah. So they could have had done that, but someone interrupt just to make it different.
Yeah.
And you know, at the end, Mercedes gets the better of them, but still, it's different. You have a built-in opponent, a match for Dynasty, and you're good to go.
Yeah. And again, I get the whole thing with Tony wanting to give her flowers with the crowd, her hometown.
Yeah.
But, like, this is the difference between a businessman and a fan. No disrespect. I don't mean it in a disrespectful way. I don't. But how else am I supposed to see that?
Right.
Your job is to make money with the amount of money you're paying these talents, brother. Mm-hmm. Your job is to maximize their strengths, hide their weaknesses. And I'm not even saying she has weaknesses, but her strengths are obvious. It is the best trash talker in wrestling. Like, she's easily my top three trash talker, guy or girl, without a doubt.
Yeah. John Cena's ball spot. always pop. With your
never name. Gets old, ever.
long time listener with the $5 super chat. Thanks as always. What's up, guys? Love the new channel. Love the W Ink days. Who can forget the random ass / Bam Neely appreciation night? Bam Neely appreciation night. Who can forget? I can. I don't remember it.
I apparently do as well. Bam Neely was an up and coming prospect that was cut down in his prime. How about that?
It must have been something Glenn. That sounds like Glenn.
He was part of that, what was it, Edge, Vicky Guerrero, Chavo Guerrero, like ECW angle, where they were like they were a group together, and he was supposed to be the heater. It lasted like 3 weeks.
Right, yeah. Big Time Baxter pointing out, Raj, to be fair, AEW ratings can be weird. They could have something big for a Dynamite, and the rating disappoints. I've noticed that too, and then the following week, they'll have nothing, and then the rating goes up. So, but this one is different. You know, like when Punk came in, that was the highest rated Rampage of all time.
Punk haters.
Right. Yeah. So it's different with something like this, but I do agree ratings can be weird. But in theory, this should be kind of the ceiling of what Dynamite ratings are going to be for a while. So we'll see tomorrow when they come out.
Let me ask another dumb question, because I'm not online on wrestling sites and all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. Did AEW do her job? Like, so they didn't advertise, hi, Mercedes Moné is going to be on our show tonight. They gave off all the, inklings and hints that she will.
Yeah.
Raj, Do you think they should have flat out said, hey, look, the biggest women's superstar in pro wrestling is coming on our show tonight?
Even more, I think they should have flat out said Mercedes Moné is coming in. Because the fact that they didn't sell out right away.
That's what I meant. I'm sorry.
Oh, you meant actually saying her name?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I thought you meant like teasing it by saying.
No. Okay, flat out say her name. She is the biggest female star that could come in, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, I 100% agree. I think, especially when the first week when they announced it, when they teased it and they did the CM Punk kind of mystery thing. And then the tickets didn't take off right away.
Yes.
And I think the following week, they should have said her name. They should have had her video. They should have done vignettes. And I think it would have been even bigger. But we'll never know. But I do agree with you. I think they should have advertised her ahead of time.
I remember you saying that with Punk, too. Like, as great as that was, great as the numbers were, could you imagine what they would be had you advertised, by the way, a guy's been off for 7 years. He's coming back to us.
Right, yeah.
I still think they would have been higher. I do.
It could have been. I think ultimately it doesn't matter. It ends up where they would have ended up anyway. But yeah, I do think tonight it would have been a little better attended. You know, I don't think they sold out. Maybe they did, because I think WWE did like over 11,000 in that arena a couple months ago. So, but they probably had a bigger stage this time. So it might have been a sellout.
Can you? I wish we had Glenn for 1 second. I want to see what TNA did. It was the night that Joe faced Kurt in that MMA like style match.
Yeah, in the cage.
And it was like I'm going to butcher their name, the LaCour Russ Center or something like that in Massachusetts. I'd like to see what our audience was versus tonight, but whatever.
Yeah, I would think tonight was bigger because it's a TD Garden, but in general, lately, Dynamite numbers have been more in the 3,000 range for attendance. They've been going down from the last couple of years. So
which is crazy,
kind of around 3,000.
It goes back to the same thing. Let me ask you this, Raj.
Mm-hmm.
Talent, just flat out talent, on paper, AEW versus WWE.
Hmm.
Talent in ring, holy ish, they can do all this crazy stuff. AEW is better as far as, I want to be clear, in-ring, crazy athletic stuff that they can all do. They're athletically gifted beyond gifted. When will it sink in for Tony that he needs to start supplementing major storylines on top of that athleticism?
Yeah.
You know?
Because he's got a lot of storylines, but not like ones that you could sink your teeth into, right?
That's it. Not ones that, yes, exactly. Yes. Yeah.
And yeah, I agree 100%. And with WWE, I mean, it depends. If you're combining Raw, SmackDown, bro, NXT, all, it's gigantic. But yeah, I agree. AEW has got probably the most loaded in-ring talent of any roster since WCW.
This is TNA, but I'll digress. Right, okay. We had AJ. Don't make me go down the roster.
Gotcha.
I'll always be down with that roster. But yeah. Anyways. But, like, storyline – so WWE could take stars that are not real big stars at the time, and one storyline can make them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. And that's what – let me ask you a question. Has Tony, like, hired – because I heard that he'd hired writers now, no?
Yeah. He hired this former writer from WWE who was very close with Mercedes Moné, so it's no coincidence that her hiring came in at a time when Mercedes was coming in.
Is this writer going to write for anybody else but Mercedes?
I think she's helping out overall, but I think she's kind of like Brian Gewirtz, where she's really involved with Mercedes stuff.
Well, I hope he sees that and goes, holy ish, like you write really good stuff for her. We need you to write good ish for everybody, and gives her a raise.
Yeah, because he needs it.
I'm not trying to be a jerk to Tony. He needs it. He needs more minds that can create thicker storylines.
Yeah. Real quick, I wanted to say thank you to all the – I've noticed a lot of websites are starting to share – your comments, Matt, and this podcast. So really appreciate it. Really helps us out. Last week we did a podcast on Friday night after SmackDown, and it was one of our biggest podcasts that we've done, one of our best numbers yet. And we really appreciate it. Please take a second to like and subscribe. I know we say it over and over, but it really does help us out. It helps us out with the YouTube algorithm. We've been growing a lot thanks to you guys, and we really do appreciate it. So please take a second and hit that like and subscribe and that bell button, because you know, we're doing these podcasts all the time, just out of the blue. So hitting that bell will alert you to when we're going to go on.
And that's it, because we try to be as relevant's the wrong word, as up to date as possible. So like that we will, you'll see it. You'll be on Twitter randomly one day and thinking that you're not hearing anything from us. And boom, we're about to cover a show later that evening that we had not planned previously. So that's why you need to hit the notification button specifically with our show. Because I will put our show against any show in regards to clowning it, making fun of it, or loving it. I promise.
Yeah. You can tell, yeah, there's no agendas. We tell it like it is, and we try to be always forthcoming. There's no agendas here. We're not friendly with any companies or anything like that. We're completely independent. So what you hear is what you get, and what you see is what you get. So we appreciate it.
My old ass ain't going back to wrestling anytime soon. So, no.
And so tonight we were doing a quick hit with Mercedes coming in. We are going to be talking WrestleMania here coming up shortly in the next, our next episode or two, previewing the show. Tons of good stuff coming up. The Rock's going to be back on SmackDown this Friday. Just stay subscribed. We got a lot coming up, and we really appreciate it. Matt, do you have any final comments?
No, you absolutely punched that out of the park. So, no, I'm glad you said what you said, because we are appreciative of everybody, every single one of you that tune in, that subscribe, that hit the notification button, and support us. Even if you don't agree with our opinions, I appreciate you just the same, because you guys are what make this show work. If you guys pay attention to the podcast, especially deep in our comment sections, you'll see my crazy ass in there trying to reply to all you guys as much as I possibly can, because I love the back and forth, especially when you guys don't agree with what we're saying. So please continue to watch our show and subscribe.
And especially when we don't agree, like when me and Matt, like and Glenn, like this last Friday about the Rock's promo, we all disagreed. And then you guys chimed in the comments and we jumped in. So really appreciate it. So keep doing that. Thank you guys so much. And we will be back here very soon on Gigantic Pop. Thank you and take care.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.